Craig Childs's book, Apocalyptic Planet, Field Guide to the Ever-Ending Earth, has won the 2013 Orion Book Award in recognition of its success in addressing the human relationship with the natural world in a fresh, thought-provoking, and engaging manner. Speaking for the jury, Orion Magazine Associate Editor Hannah Fries says, quote, "A mixture of adventure, science, and engaging storytelling, Apocalyptic Planet demonstrates an open-mouthed awe of the Earth and all its dynamicism." That's not a word I've ever said before, I think, Hannah. Dynamicism. Nice to use. "A spirit of passionate curiosity and a fresh and humbling way of thinking about the planet and our place within its grand catastrophic life. It is a pleasure to welcome the author of the winning book of the 2013 Orion Book Award, Craig Childs. Craig, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for finding me.
Well, it is a pleasure to have found you. And Hannah Fries is with us as well. Hannah, thank you very much for making the trek. I appreciate it.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me.
A delight to have you with us. So before we talk to Craig and about the book specifically, how did this whole idea of having an Orion Book Award come about?
Well, Orion Magazine has been around for 30 years now. We're in our 31st year.
Based in Great Barrington.
And we have Orion has been a real gathering place for writers and thinkers about the natural world for those 30 years. And the book award is an opportunity to highlight a book, actually highlight several books. We have four finalists that speak to the relationship of humans in the natural world in a really fresh way and give some attention to those books in a way that they might not get otherwise.
And what has struck you? Because looking at the list of the finalists, it's a darn impressive list.
It is.
So how did you winnow it down that far?
It's a long process. We see hundreds of books come through the Orion office in the form of review copies all year long. So the Orion staff is constantly looking at those books. We review books in the magazine, and we, through a process at the end of the year, finally get it down to a short list.
I read a quote from you in the introduction. Dynamism. Okay. I read a quote for you in the introduction, and I wanted to, and I just want you to tell us a little bit more about how you came to choose this particular book and what it was. And Craig, then we'll talk to you, but in the meantime, listen to her nice words, and it'll be like attending your own funeral.
I hope it's not quite like that,
no,
Craig.
That's all right. We all go.
That's all right. Yeah.
It's true that we had an amazing group of finalists this year. Competition was stiff, so just another reason for Craig to feel pretty good today. And they are a range of genres, too. Fiction, essays. Craig's book, which has an element of reporting in it. But Craig's book did consistently come out on top for a few reasons. The writing in it is excellent and engaging, and that is one of the dynamic things about it. Pulls you right through. Craig has a real way of presenting these ideas in such a passionate engaging way. And not only that, but he was taking a subject, the title is Apocalyptic Planet, but I wouldn't say the book is so much about apocalypse as we think of it. And our culture has been so obsessed with apocalypse and catastrophe, but he's really looking at cycles of creation and destruction, and it's as much about endings as well as beginnings. And it really makes you see the Earth differently in the way that we see ourselves on this planet. So that was really something that was making Craig's book stand out.
The name of the book is Apocalyptic Planet, and the subtitle is Field Guide to the Ever-Ending Earth. And Craig, it is a pleasure to speak with you, and the book is amazing. What brought you to the subject of saying this is something that I wanted to explore and put into a field guide format, if you will?
I have a fascination for desolate places. Deserts, just places that are stripped bare. Ice landscapes, alpine landscapes. There's something about those just intensely primal elemental places that show me how the world works, and I've always traveled in them. So I think it led inevitably to asking these questions about the long-term cycles of the planet.
Is that a real natural sound behind you of a bird, or is that something mechanical?
It actually is. I'm in the I'm out at a friend's place at the outside of Tucson in the desert. So
it couldn't sound any better. I just wanted to make sure that it was real. That's so awesome.
Those are cactus wrens.
Beautiful. And I guess you know that's what these desolate places that you speak of that you get to explore things like a cactus wren and appreciate it and realize, as you point out in the book, that the earth has died many times, but it is never ending.
Right. The earth keeps folding back into itself. And writing this was both a combination of the horror of looking at endings and it's looking at mortality, which is not an easy thing to do, but at the same time looking at it and saying, well, these endings drive beginnings. The planet is such a dynamic place that you can't separate endings and beginnings from each other. And like I said, I come out to these landscapes where you have to stare at it. It is just looking right back at you.
And while what we have is changing, and it's perhaps not changing the way we want it to, but there's still a beauty in that.
Right. I'm fascinated with the way things change and this much deeper, richer beauty that goes beyond our daily lives. But I'm also trying to bring it back and say, well, I don't want to see this end, because I find this world we're in just to be so beautiful. So this is such an incredible time on this planet, and I'm kind of fighting with both sides of this, saying, well, yes, it ends. Yes, we play roles in it ending, but man, I want to hold on to it right now. I want this moment that we're in now to last forever, which it doesn't.
What do you think the expiration date is?
Well, I guess that's what I'm kind of tearing apart in this book and saying, oh, there isn't a date. There isn't there is never really a moment in Earth's history where everything becomes something different rapidly. It's more of a piece-by-piece process of change. And that was a question that I went into this book with, was, well, when does it happen? When will this all end? And then I had to ask, well, what does that mean? What is it? What is the end? And as I broke that apart, I realized, oh, the end doesn't really happen. Change happens. You would come back in 100 years and things would look very different. Did it end? Or did it change? How fast did it change? Was there biodiversity loss? Was there increase? What kind of climate is the baseline that we're trying to hold on to? It became a very complicated story.
And what you also realize in the book as you journey from place to place is your role in it, in our role in this apocalyptic planet.
Yeah, and I think that's something that I really tried to get across in this book, is to say, okay, well, we're as a species, we're heavily involved in what's happening on this planet, and we're certainly not the only forcing mechanism, the only thing that's pushing the planetary systems in one direction or another, but we are perhaps the major force right now, and we are making decisions that drive these beginnings and endings. We are now responsible.
The name of the book is Apocalyptic Planet: Field Guide to the Ever-Ending Earth by Craig Childs, which is winner of the 2013 Orion Book Award in recognition of its success in addressing the human relationship with the natural world. And Hannah Fries, who is the associate editor of Orion Magazine, when you look at a book like this receiving the award, so then the hope is that more people come to it and you realize that this message is spread even further.
Absolutely, yeah. And that people perhaps think about what the book is asking them to think about, and also see the book as really pushing our ideas of who we are and where we are.
You can find out more information by going to www.orionmagazine.org, orionmagazine.org/OBA, which is Orion Book Award, orionmagazine.org/OBA. Again, Craig Childs' book is Apocalyptic Planet. It is published by Pantheon. Craig, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Hannah Fries, a delight to have you with us as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.